The first period, disjointed, I guess, could be a word you could use for the play in the first period. What was the key to getting your guys to recover from that and really push in the second and third?
Yeah, and in the first, the two goals we gave were we gave those two goals to them. It was too easy for them to score those goals, and we talked about it after the first. We need to be better in our D zone and move the puck a little quicker. I thought our neutral zone was much better in the second and third. And after we killed those two penalties in the second period, we took the momentum. It's crazy how hockey is sometimes, but those two PKs that we killed gave us a lot of momentum, and we got going. And line after line, we got some chances and slowly scored a couple of goals to come back in the game.
Your second win against this team this year, they've only lost on home ice three times this season. How important is it for the confidence in your room that your team has performed as well as they have recently against Utica?
Yeah, no, it's real important. It's a feel-good win, but those wins you have to enjoy them right after, but we're right back at work tomorrow, and we're going to get ready for Friday. That's how the hockey world is, and you don't sit on those wins too long, and we got to get ready for a big game on Friday.
Gianni Fairbrother was very active tonight with his assist plus two, that big hit that he put on Talvitie. How have you felt his progression has come along this year?
Good. I mean, Gianni's a big, strong man. He's learning the pro game. Every day I feel like he's getting better. I thought tonight was one of his best games since he's came back from injury. He can be a physical player. When he moves the puck quick, he's a big asset for us. And Poulin made some big saves tonight. So overall, it's a good team win. Hervé Pinard scored a big goal, and same with Martel. So good team win.
Excellent. Congratulations. Thanks, Coach.